This is retaliation from President Trump, says the ACLU's Noreen Shaw.
Because the cities have decided that their own local police will be focused on local safety needs rather than ICE's deportation agenda.
New York and Newark are among the places that'll see some more ICE patrols and equipment, according to the New York Times.
They're units that apparently are trained for military-like activities.
President Trump has maintained sanctuary policies make cities less safe, and now he's using a recent murder in Queens as an example.
If New York had simply honored ICE's detainer request, very simple thing to do, Maria Fuentes could be with her family right now.
92-year-old Maria Fuertes was found dead in South Richmond Hill last month, allegedly killed by a man who had an ICE detainer placed on him several weeks earlier. Fuertes' granddaughter, Daria Ortiz, was invited to the White House by the president. She says the system failed.
This could have been avoided had there been no sanctuary law.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.